Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Angelicia. How may I help you?
I want to cancel a membership.
Could you provide me with your zip code?
43147.
That's 43147?
Yes.
Your first and last name, ma'am?
Janice Diaz.
Okay, ma'am, with that zip code, I'm not locating an account here with your first and last name on there. The phone number that you're calling in on, could that number be associated with the possible account?
I can give you the number that I used.
Okay.
It's 614-270-2872.
Mm-hmm. Let me be sure I entered this correctly. 214-270.
614.
I'm sorry. I said okay. 2, and that's what I have. I have 6. It's 614-270-2872.
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. With that one, I'm not locating an account either. Is there
maybe
an email that could
try
be?
The one maybe I should have you try the one that I called you on then, because those
okay.
are the only two I have. It's 614-524-1092.
Okay, I'll try that one now.
Okay.
Okay, nothing with that. Our last resort, it is, our last resort will be email, first and last name, an order number, or the last four or the first six of the card.
Okay, I'm not sure which email I used. I'll go ahead and give you the one I think I used.
Okay.
It's Lady Jan, the L and the J are capital.
Okay.
7881@gmail.com.
Okay, so I have Lady Jan 7881@gmail.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We're typing that one in to see if we can pull anything. Okay, nothing with that one.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. It could only be one other one then. It would be Lady
okay.
Elaine. It's all small letters. Lady Elaine. It's Lady, and Elaine is spelled E-L-A-I-N-E.
Mm-hmm.
1957.
At
yahoo.com.
At Gmail. Yahoo, gotcha. Nothing with that.
Oh, my gosh. I filled out a survey thing, and
uh-huh.
it somehow signed me up for a membership that I didn't want.
Okay, so do you have the email? Like, did you receive an email in regards to the membership?
I don't think I did, no.
Oh, crap, because if you did, that would be perfect, because that's where the order number would normally be.
No, because when I got the confirmation,
mm-hmm.
I just made a copy of it and sent it to myself, and all that came up on it was who to call if I wanted to cancel. And then
okay,
it has the number, and it has csgrabiteshub.com.
Okay. At the top of the order confirmation, does it have, like, a number that starts with 920 or 919?
No, I think I did it wrong is why it's not on there.
Okay.
Is there any other way to check?
Yes, ma'am. The last two results, the last four numbers of the card or the first six numbers of the card?
Okay, the last four numbers of the card is 4345.
All right, we're searching that. Tell me your first and last name one more time.
Janice Diaz.
Nope.
That is really strange.
And it went through. I mean, like, you received the email. You received everything that technically all of our customers need.
Okay.
Could you go back to the original email before you transferred it or sent it over to yourself?
I don't think I have it any longer.
Oh, okay. Last thing, first six numbers of the card.
The first six numbers?
Yes, ma'am.
It's 441103.
Searching for six. None of them have your first and last name on there.
Is it possible I didn't do it right and it didn't go through?
That could be the only other thing that could have actually happened, is that it didn't go through. But
well,
just to be sure,
that I've been charged. Can I call you back, or what should I do?
Yes, ma'am. That's exactly what I was going to advise. Get in contact with your bank. See if you have been charged. If so, have them provide you with the correct number of the merchant so that you can get back in touch with us if it is us, and if not, they'll provide you with who it is for.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you for calling customer support, ma'am. You have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.